Last week we reflected on the covenant that God made with Noah, and we discovered that the story of Noah is a type. He foreshadows, prefigures, and represents Jesus. And getting on board the ark for salvation prefigures joining the church for salvation. And the waters of the flood represent the waters of baptism. So Jesus is the new Noah who saves his human family from sin through the waters of baptism in the ark of the church. And just as there was a new creation given to Noah and his family after the flood of 40 days and 40 nights, so too do our elect truly become a new creation in the sacrament of baptism at the end of their 40-day Lenten journey. Now, this week we're going to reflect on the covenant God made with Abraham. Your first reaction to today's first reading might be, this is a terrible story. What father would sacrifice his son? I mean, how could Abraham even think about killing Isaac, his son? But Abraham didn't even question or argue with God like I would do. Abraham didn't say, I'm supposed to do what? You're joking, right? You had better explain to me exactly why I should kill my son. But God doesn't explain. He asks for total trust and obedience. What made Abraham so ready and willing to offer up his only beloved son without any comments, questions, criticisms, or complaints? For God appears to contradict himself. On the one hand, God promised Abraham, through Isaac, I will make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. And yet on the other hand, God says, sacrifice Isaac. Now, Abraham knows that God never, ever, ever breaks a promise. But how could God keep his promise if Isaac is dead? How did Abraham resolve this apparent contradiction? St. Paul tells us clearly in his New Testament letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. This is what it says. By faith, Abraham was ready to sacrifice his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your descendants be called. Abraham reasoned that God was able to raise from the dead. Abraham thought. No one told him this. He didn't read it in the Bible. He didn't study it catechism class. Abraham reasoned that the only way God could fulfill his promise of making Abraham's descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore would be if Isaac would rise from the dead. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise Isaac from the dead. And that is the most important part of the story. You see, Abraham does not have just a general faith and trust in God. Abraham has a very particular faith in God. He has faith specifically in God's power to raise a person from the dead. And so Abraham becomes the very first person in the Bible to believe that God can raise a person from the dead. And that's why Abraham is our father in faith, and why he was mentioned by name at every single solitary mass in the whole wide world for over 1,500 years until 1970. Abraham's faith in the resurrection plants a seed of faith in all of his descendants for believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For if Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead, doesn't that inspire us to believe that after God the Father sacrificed his only beloved Son on the cross, that he could raise Jesus from the dead? Abraham's faith in the resurrection is the foundation for the faith we profess every Sunday. I believe in the resurrection from the dead. And now, every part of this beautiful, inspiring story about Abraham sacrificing Isaac begins to make sense, because Isaac is a type for Christ. Watch. Take Isaac, your son, your only one, the one whom you love. Jesus Christ is the only Son of the Father, the beloved Son of the Father. This is my beloved Son. Abraham took the wood for the Holocaust and he laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders. That's what the Bible says. And indeed, they placed the cross, the wood of the cross, on our Lord's shoulders, and they led him away, carrying the cross for himself. Origen says clearly, Isaac himself carries the wood for his own Holocaust. This is a figure for Christ. Jewish tradition firmly maintains that Isaac was between the ages of 25 and 37 years old when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son. This is very important. Jewish tradition is firm and consistent on this point. Isaac was not 6, wasn't 4. And Isaac willingly, as an adult, consented to his own sacrifice, just like Jesus, who was 33 years old, when he freely and willingly consented to laying down his life on the cross. Isaac was going to be sacrificed on Mount Moriah. Where in the world is Mount Moriah? It's a hill in Jerusalem. And many, many years later, King Solomon intentionally built a temple on top of Mount Moriah where the priest could offer the sacrifice of the Passover lamb. Just like Jesus, the high priest, the Lamb of God, who gave his own life on Mount Calvary on a hill so close to Mount Moriah in the same city of Jerusalem. Isaac says, "Father, here are the fire and the wood, but where's the sheep for the Holocaust?" And Abraham replies, the Bible says, "God will provide himself a sheep for the Holocaust." Indeed, the Lord Jesus provided himself as the sheep for the sacrifice. As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. St. Augustine says that the thicket represents the crown of thorns that our Lord would wear. And as you know, we all deserve death for our sins. We all deserve to be sacrificed on Mount Moriah. But isn't it beautiful that God the Father offers up His own beloved Son in our place, so that our firstborn sons and secondborn sons and thirdborn daughters can live? God told Abraham, I know how devoted you are to me, because you did not withhold from me your own beloved Son. And St. Paul says in today's second reading from his letter to the Romans that God the Father was so devoted to us, that he loved us so much, that he spared not his own beloved Son, but offered him up for the sake of us all. So the next time you hear the story of Abraham and Isaac, I hope that from evermore, from now on, you will always think of God the Father, who loved us so much that he was willing to sacrifice even his own beloved Son. And at every Mass, this altar becomes a Mount Moriah. We make present Mount Moriah, where the Father sacrifices the body and blood of his own beloved Son, so that our beloved sons and daughters don't have to die. Jesus is sacrificed in our place so that we can live.